Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Aleph, a Siman Yud Aleph, and we're dealing with the halachas of crushing ice, etc. The Chayalim, we ended off the Chayalim and spoke about the issue of causing sugar to dissolve. The process of dissolving the sugar would approximate this process of converting the snow into water. We should argue that converting the sugar into to be absorbed into the liquid that it's going into should be under the same umbrella. The Chayyim's opinion is that a person is allowed to crush the ice biyadayim in a case where it's not going to be distinct when it comes out. So a person is going to crush the ice inside of the water. Since it's not distinct when it comes out, it's going to be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch actually holds that that's usur, but the Chayyim is going with the opinion that that's going to be mutter. So he says that similarly, this person can stir the sugar, which causes the sugar to dissolve. So he's actively doing it, it's not happening passively. He's actively causing the sugar to dissolve by stirring it. So that's mutter. Now he says that you're allowed to pour the hot water directly on the sugar, even though it's going to be nimuch, it's going to melt, it's going to dissolve. That's mutter. Then he says, you're allowed to be merasap yadayim because lo elam it's oichol. The sugar remains in oichol the whole time, when it's even after it dissolves. So that's his second reason, above and beyond his first argument, that it's not be'en. We'll see why that might be relevant at the end of the simon. There is a girsa which has the letter shin mem nun, not shin vav mem nun, which would be then possibly read as shemen, because it could be theoretically read by shemen also, but the girsa which we have in the Chayyim, it seems to be through multiple versions of the Chayyim, the girsa is shuman. That's actually the case that Shulchan Aruch talks about. If a person wants to take, you have some pieces of fat, congealed fat, it would be relevant. The person has gravy, which is congealed, you cook some type of meat and the gravy congeals, and now you have those pieces of fat which have become a semi-salad or a salad. You want to put them on the meat as you're warming up the meat, assuming you're not doing it in a way which is going to be usher because of bishul. Is there a concern with this issue of causing them to melt? A person wants to take this congealed fat and put it on a hot piece of food. So a person heated up a piece of chicken in a way which is mutter. He has, so the chicken is hot, and he wants to put some of the gravy, which is there beforehand, on the chicken, to moisten the chicken. So he puts it on, and it's going to melt. So the Chayyim says it's mutter. Even though it's going to melt there, it's mutter. The zel loy nikri be'en. Because when this solid fat melts and it becomes a liquid, it absorbs into the food. That's not called be'en. So we're back to the argument that we said before, that if it's not going to be distinct, it's going to be mutter. And the Mishabura does point out, if it's a large amount, which as it melts, some of it is going to run off and be collected separately on the plate or in the pot or whatever it might be. So that is something that a person that is usur. But that if it's a small amount, that whatever melts is going to be absorbed into the food, that's mutter based on this argument of the fact that it's not be'en, it's not going to be distinct and independent. We could argue a second reason that is true, because fat is considered a noichel, it's not a mashka, it's part of the food, and so even when it's korush, when it's congealed, it's for sure that's true. And even when it melts, it's there to be part of the food. It's going to be considered, so it's an oichel. So an oichel never becomes a mashka, which would be along the lines that he said by the case of the sugar, that it's the same thing is true. So we have two arguments for the case of shuman as well. A person has water in a bucket, and the bucket is outside, and it froze, and there's a layer of ice on top. He wants to break through the ice to get to the water underneath. That's mutter, because he's not breaking the ice in order to break the ice to make water, which is the case of the chayyim at the beginning of the simon. He does it, he wants to merasik it, kadesh yozu mehamayim, he wants it to do it, he's doing it in order that it should melt. He's not doing that for that purpose. He's just doing it to get to the water beneath. So even though some of it melts, then Chazal never asked that. The last case he discusses is, Baruch Hashem, is not relevant to us. He talks about a case of a person, they lived in a world without houses, etc. Person needs to relieve himself of Merag Lyam, and he wants to relieve himself onto the ground, but there's snow on the ground. So as he relieves himself, the Merag Lyam comes out. It's warm. It's from the body temperature. And it's going to melt some of the snow. So he says, a person should be careful. It's terribly zoyer. So a person should be careful about that. So the reason why the case is also is you're melting some of the snow. So preferably a person shouldn't do it because he's actively melting it. This is as opposed to passively allowing it to melt. He's actively melting it and using this liquid to melt it. So here the Chayyim says a person should be careful to not actively melt it. The case is before, he says it's mutter because as he melts it, it's going to be immediately not nicker. Or as by sugar, as it melts it, we have an argument that it remains an oichel. By the case of the shuman, he's putting it on the hot food to melt it. That's like him melting it. But again, it's going to remain an oichel the whole time. But in this case, we have none of those arguments. So just actively melting it alone, the chayyim says a person preferably should be machmer. And in a case where that's not possible, a person can be makel, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, like the opinion of the Meramei Rittenberg that the Shulchan Aruch brings, that a person could be matzal mayim on shelig, because that's not his kavana, and therefore that's, like I said before, the case where he's not doing it for the purpose of melting it, it's going to be mutter. Have a good day.